Well, hello. How are you this evening? I'm glad. Are you sure you're all right? You sound a little shy. It's all right if you're nervous. I know I am. Yes, it still happens. When I hear a voice as sweet and cute as yours, sometimes I can barely contain myself. May I ask if this is your first time calling a phone sex hotline? It is. Right. Okay. You should know, all the new girls get connected to me. I promise I'm not trying to make you feel insecure. I'll let you in on a little secret. New girls are my specialty. I can't think of anything sexier than a woman calling a phone sex line for the first time. We're opening the door to some of your wildest fantasies together. How lucky does that make me? Forgive me if I suddenly get technical. I want to be able to make this experience as worthwhile as I possibly can for you. I don't want you to get too overwhelmed right away. So I'm glad you told me it's your first time. What's my name? Let's put it this way. What would you like to call me? Maybe you had a crush on a handsome yet unattainable boy in school. You could call me by his name. No? Did you have a crush on the teacher? You can use your handsome professor's name if you want. Were you that sort of girl? No control over your teenage hormones? Getting wet from the slightest amount of attention from an older man? Did that push a button for you? You better get used to that feeling. Because right now I'm paying attention to every reaction of yours. Every gasp, every sigh. Every whimper and moan. That's how I know I'm doing something right. Not to mention what those noises are doing to my cock. Do you like hearing that you're turning me on already? Oh, we're gonna have so much fun together. I can tell. You'll be dripping down your thighs by the time you're ready to come for me. Oh, that might be difficult for you? I see. You haven't had many decent experiences with sex. You've only had a few partners. And you've never truly felt satisfied by either of them. So in other words, they were selfish. It's okay to say that. It's just us. You've had some selfish partners. Almost every woman that calls this number has had similar experiences. I want you to know this about me right away. I'm not going to make you promises that I have no way of keeping. That's just not my style. I'm confident in my ability. This being our first conversation, I won't presume to know your body without getting to know you first. I wouldn't have gotten where I am with my job if I assumed all women could orgasm on command. The biggest barrier I have is being unable to physically touch you. That's why I need to work harder in conversation. I have to get to know what works best for you. That's why getting you to orgasm as fast as possible is not the goal. How does that sound? Are you still on board? Lovely. You didn't answer my question earlier. Is there a particular name you'd like to use for me? I can respond to sir or master, even daddy. It's up to you. Especially when you're begging. Saying please, sir, at the right moment will get you everywhere with me. All of them? I do love a greedy girl. Are we going to get started? What do you imagine we've been doing for the past several moments? I find some girls are more nervous if they're anticipating a distinct beginning and end. I've been learning everything I can so far, and I have a few ideas. Depending on your reactions, what we do may change. Please be aware that if something we do doesn't work for you in any way, you're allowed to stop the scene. You're familiar with safe words. Red, yellow, and green are my standards. You can also just tell me to stop if you're uncomfortable, and I will. Obviously, I can't take your physical reactions into account. I'm trusting you to check in with me if you don't feel good at any time. I don't care what we might be doing. You have my full permission to tell me to fuck off if need be. Yeah. Am I making sense? Are you still on board? Oh, wonderful. I have to tell you how lovely you sound. You could barely say two words to me, and look at where we are now. You're consciously choosing to open up to me at your own comfortable pace. Whether you're aware of it or not, I'm willing to bet your body's doing the same thing. Of course I'm serious. We've been talking for some time now. If you're not the least bit excited by now, I may as well hang up. Oh, you're squirming, I see. Can I tell you a secret? I think you're going to be doing a lot of squirming. In fact, I'm certain of it. You're already imagining the possibilities, aren't you? I have a feeling you've been harboring some particularly dirty fantasies. Let me ask, are you sitting comfortably? Excellent. Spread your legs. Wider. You should feel deliciously exposed. The air in the room needs to tickle your skin, just the way my fingers would dance along your inner thighs if I were there with you. Perfect. Now for the most cliched question of all. What are you wearing? I want to hear it in your own words. Okay. Black slip dress. Plain except for the lace around your cleavage. That's certainly a saucy detail. Matching black panties. No, don't take those off. Leave them on for me. You heard me. If you're as wet as I imagine you are, those panties must be dripping. I want them completely soaked. I want you to be able to taste your sweet pussy if I were to have you use those panties to gag yourself. Such an adorable whimper. I wish I could see you right now. Are you excited? Are you trembling from head to toe? Slide the straps of your slip down your shoulders. Expose your tits. Yeah, arch your back and present your nipples. Properly. Don't slouch. Close your eyes. Put me on speaker if you haven't already. I'm standing right over your bed, aren't I? I'm watching every move you make. I want to see what you're willing to do to please me. You'd like to please me, wouldn't you? Good girl. Use one hand. Play with your nipple. Gently. Don't move too fast. Tease yourself for me. Yeah. Use the lightest possible touch. That's it. Yeah. Make sure it's hard and aching for me. Keep your other hand by your side. I heard that little moan. That's fucking hot. Don't you worry, doll. We'll make sure both your nipples are well stimulated while you get yourself so very close to coming for me. That's it. Keep going. Trail your fingers along the edge of your panties. Pull them aside. Dip your fingers into that sweet, sticky nectar of yours. Yes. Raise them to your lips. Tell me how you taste. Be descriptive as possible. Remember, we're trying to make up for the fact that I can't personally find out exactly how to make you melt on my tongue. Hot maple syrup, you say? That's really fucking sweet. I have a feeling if I got my tongue on that candied clit even once, I might never get enough of your sweetness. I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? You've never had anyone go down on you before? Not even once? Oh, babe, sadly, I'm not altogether surprised. People these days can hardly be bothered with anything that doesn't end with instant gratification. I just hate to think of any sexual experiences being so one-sided. I hear that from a lot of women these days. The least men can do after graciously being offered a blowjob is return the favor. Yeah. Not because it's a special occasion or they feel obligated. Men should eat pussy when their lovers are least expecting it, because it's the right thing to do. It was always my preference to do it either first thing in the morning or right before bed. You started to say something just then. What was it? No, please, keep going. I won't judge you for anything you say to me. Trust me, I've had far more outlandish conversations than this. You've only given a blowjob once before? You were uncomfortable because you were completely unprepared. So that put you off the idea altogether, I see. Can I just say that I have never been more relieved to answer a call before? I'm so tempted to slap some sense into those previous partners of yours. I would also love to have you all to myself for a few hours. I'm getting the sense you need a confident instructor in the ways of pleasure. I want you to know something right now. If you were to honor me with the precious gift of your mouth on my cock, I wouldn't let you leave my bed until your legs were shaking from the strength of my gratitude. I'm willing to bet that sex with those two ungrateful men wasn't any more comfortable, let alone satisfying in any way. That's just not right. You put yourself out there to be physically intimate with these men and they disappointed you so thoroughly. That's why you called tonight, isn't it? You're sick of being disappointed. You feel like it might be your fault, that there might be something inherently wrong with you. You don't have to worry, baby. You don't have a lot of experience because you're still just starting to put yourself out there. Tell me, are you enjoying being under my guidance? Good. Don't believe I've forgotten about where your fingers are supposed to be either. Still teasing yourself just like I told you? Such a good girl. Now, I mentioned right from the start that getting the orgasm right away was not the goal. However, I think that I've kept you dangling long enough. Why don't we start that journey together? You heard me, doll. Hearing you purr in my ear like a horny kitten has certainly got me riled up. I've got to make myself more comfortable before we continue. There isn't a lot of room under my desk right now, or in my trousers for that matter. You sound so fucking sexy. I can't help noticing you're waiting for permission to continue. Even though you sound so very frustrated, I think you've earned yourself a reward for that. Find your clit. Yeah, start with gentle circles. Build yourself up to a consistent rhythm. Then gradually start going faster. Yeah? You want to listen to me stroke my cock while you tease your clit for me? Okay, I'll do that for you. As long as I get to hear how wet you are, baby girl. Yes, just like that. Oh, such a good girl. Use two fingers. Yeah, slide them inside your pussy. And imagine it's my cock filling you up. Oh, I know how much that thought excites you. Oh. 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 Grind your clit into the heel of your hand as you pump your fingers in and out of your pussy. Yeah. Curl your fingers upward and find your G-spot. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so lovely. Oh, I'm gonna come listening to you, doll. Would you like that? Oh, you sound so wet and ready. Oh, I wouldn't have any trouble in pushing my cock inside your hot, wet pussy, would I? Is that what you want? Yeah? You want me to fill you up and fuck you properly? Yeah, good girl. I'm aching to be inside you, baby. I'm picturing you spread out on the bed. Just how I told you to be. Oh. Oh, I'm curious. Oh. How much would you enjoy feeling my cum inside you? Oh. Oh, that's a powerful reaction. The way you're moaning for me is fucking gorgeous. I take it you enjoy that particular fantasy quite a bit. Oh, such a good girl. You can't get enough, can you? Oh, I haven't told you to stop touching yourself, so you have to keep going. Ah, don't you dare stop now, baby. Keep fucking that sweet pussy. Ah. Pretend those fingers are my cock. Ah, I'd fuck you a lot harder if I were inside you. Oh, God. Oh. Let me hear how you beg for me more. Oh, the way you would if I were on top of you right now. Making your toes curl. Oh, hearing you moan in my ear. Yeah, that's it. Fuck. Oh, beg me to go deeper. Faster. Oh, cry out for more. Just like that. Oh. You're about to get your wish, doll. Oh, God, I'm so fucking ready to explode for you. Yeah, that's right. Oh, God. I'm gonna fill that pussy up now, baby girl. Make sure you take it off of me. Oh, yeah, you're gonna take my fucking cum, aren't you? Oh, that's right, baby girl. That's right, you're gonna take it deep in your pussy. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Yes, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come so fucking deep. I'm still here. Just barely. Please don't misinterpret this as something I say to all the girls. But I would really, really love to hear from you again. Oh, fuck. You're such a good girl for me. Fuck.